This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA Foreign Agricultural Service recently led an agribusiness trade mission to Angola from February 26th through the 29th. We'll have more right after this.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
U.S. Meat Export Federation Africa Representative Matt Copeland, who participated through support from the Beef Checkoff Program, said having key USDA leaders in the country sent a strong message to the developing market.
Highlights for me were having Deputy Administrator Mark Slupak there, asking some very strategic and nuanced questions with respect to kind of how we could navigate some of the hurdles that naturally a place like Angola will throw at us. And then it was a privilege to be on Deputy Secretary Tori Small's first ag trade mission. She just brought a wonderful amount of energy. It was also great for some of the potential customers to have that kind of experience where they can see the person not only is sincere, but also strategically understands the Angolan market.
Copeland also discussed opportunities in the Angolan market for U.S. beef and pork.
Luanda itself is one of the most expensive cities in the world, so there's certainly, from a dining point of view, in the evenings, opportunity to become the center of the plate for both U.S. beef and pork cuts. In the retail environment, we're not talking apples with apples, so there is some premium beef represented as premium from Brazil, but in effect, it would probably compete with our utility or maybe the lowest select. And so for us, we need to make sure that the products that are being offered to some of the buyers here also are apples for apples. So I can see that there's been a complete mismatch in some of the pricing shown to buyers just because of the absolutely worlds apart quality standards, quality differentiation.
For Money Matters, I'm Riley Smith.